A Whangarei sawmill is facing closure, which could mean the loss of more than 100 jobs. The company Carter Holt Harvey notified its 111 full-time staff yesterday about the potential closure of the site due to log shortages in Northland. A short time ago, I spoke to Whangarei Mayor Cheryl Mai.
It is a real disappointment to hear, and we're hoping that with discussions we can find a way through this so that our people are not going to lose their jobs.
Yeah, I mean, have you been in any discussions with the company? Has there been a sense that things were difficult?
No, there's been no discussions at this stage between council and the company, but we do know that there have been concerns around the supply for logs for processing for timber across the region. So that's a real big issue for many of our timber processors, and that's a concern for the nation, really. So while it's not a surprise, it is a real disappointment, and we hope that we can do whatever we can to prevent the closure of the plant.
So when you talk about supply, is it that there just aren't any ready forests nearby, and that we're seeing Carter Holt Harvey is talking about forests in other areas, or I should say sawmills in other areas that are better located?
I guess the general concern is that at the moment price for timber is for logs is high, so many of the people who have forests are harvesting perhaps early, and you know, so that means that longer term supply, and of course trees take quite some time to grow. It's not as if we can turn the tap on the way we have some more trees. So that's a concern. We want to make sure that forests are replanted so that we've got that continuity of supply. This was forecast because the planting programs 20, 30 years ago, we knew that there was going to come a crunch time when the supply would dip. But, of course, the impacts of that dip are on the people who process the actual trees, and that's, you know, the crunch time has come.
Interesting. Is there anything that can be done in the short term to sort of get you through the gap, if you like? I mean, would the Provincial Growth Fund be something that would have been targeted for that?
I guess, you know, again, even the Provincial Growth Fund can't create a 25-year-old or 30-year tree. So what we will be doing now is looking at what, if the plant closes, we've got 110 people whose livelihood is impacted severely. So that's what we'll need to focus on if it closes, to find them other opportunities. I'll be working with the Chamber of Commerce. I know they're really active in looking at creating, finding the opportunities that do exist around the region. So it's a matter of perhaps retraining these people, making sure that we fight for every other opportunity. You know, for example, making sure that you know, the decision around the ports of Auckland, for example, that some of those functions come north, so that creates employment opportunities. It's a sad day if the LVL plant closes, but we'll make sure that we work closely with our people in Northland, which is what we do. We collaborate and we work together.
Because Northland has obviously had a very tough time over recent years, but you are starting to see signs of some reasonable growth in the last short term. But
absolutely, yep, things are very, very positive. And that's what we need to be focusing on. Yes, this is a real major concern, and we'll put some effort into ensuring that we'll do whatever we can. Because it could be that an announcement like this just triggers some other discussions, and Carter Holt can find a way through this and not have to close. So that's what we will have to do.
That's Whangarei Mayor Cheryl Mai there.